Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is our winter membership drive, and we'll get back to that in a few minutes. But first, when the politicians aren't harping at each other about their personal lives, they know that the economy is chief in the minds of the constituents. The economy is all that matters these days, and how we respond to the economy individually is what Jonathan Pond is all about. Jonathan is one of America's most respected financial commentators and investment managers. In his PBS specials, Jonathan has taught millions of Americans how to make the most of their money. He's widely sought as an objective and entertaining observer of the investing and personal financial planning scene and has made regular national appearances on all the network and cable television stations, including regular segments on CNN and more than 50 appearances on NBC's Today Show. Joining us now to talk about what he calls the new affluence and how to achieve it in this economy is Jonathan Pond. Welcome, Jonathan.
Thank you so much, Ann. It's a delight to be back.
To our listeners, as I said a moment ago, this is our winter membership drive. Remember, listener support, your support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $4,000, and we can meet the goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. For a pledge at the $60 level, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, The New Affluence, the subtitle of the book, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. And for that pledge of $60, we will send you this book, a book you cannot find in bookstores and you cannot order it online, but you can get it, The New Affluence, right now by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. We'll get at to some more of the more of the other thank you gifts we have for you in a few minutes, but I don't want to get too far away from Jonathan Pond because we look forward to talking with you a couple times a year. It's there because the economy's always changing.
It's a moving target,
yeah.
And it certainly is. And from the last time we met, things are actually looking better in the economy, and that should be encouraging to people. It's this is hardly a robust recovery, but compared with a year ago, we opened 2012 with some events that have been very positive, and late last year also that on the economic front. So I think it's not Pollyannish to be a little optimistic. Last year stocks went nowhere. Foreign stocks did.
Well, that went somewhere, in my opinion,
yeah.
But it wasn't, not where I wanted to go.
That's correct. And this year it's opened up. I mean, market's up like 3% the first couple of weeks of the year. That's not bad. And we can hope that in the future that we may see some better times, not only in, the stock market is nothing compared with the issues so many people are having to confront, but in some respects, to the extent that you feel better about the economy, companies think about investing and hiring, that's a good sign. And it's been, we've been down so long now. I think we're starting to crawl out of this big hole that we've been in.
My guest is Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, go ahead and give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page, and you can tweet me at Ann Fisher WOSU and hashtag Pond, P-O-N-D. So if you want to tweet us, at Ann Fisher WOSU. And hashtag Pond. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call, though, if you want to make that pledge right now. Our goal this hour is $4,000. We need the goal to be met because that's what it takes to reach our larger goal, which is what we need to pay for the program that you come to enjoy and expect
and
on 89.7.
I'd like to think that these thank you gifts, it's a win-win situation. Certainly, any contribution at any level is a win
right.
For WOSU, but But these thank you gifts are going to make a positive difference in people's financial lives, whether it's for you or perhaps for younger adults in your family or perhaps your parents.
Right.
I think these are great thank you gifts that you're not going to find anywhere else.
Yeah, this the new affluence the book it's updated and revised. The subtitle: Achieving Financial Security in a Changing Economy. And then below that it says: Redefining What It Means to Be Secure, Balancing Safety and Risks with Your Investments, Simplifying Your Financial Life. Simplifying your financial life. It sounds like a lofty goal at this point because it seems so complicated.
I know. That's one of the mantras in the book: simplify, safety, predictability in your investments, and that's what the book is trying to do. Because the new affluence doesn't, you don't have to be in the 1%, those vilified 1%ers, to be affluent. What you need is to control what you can in your financial life and stack the odds in your favor in areas you can't control. And the book is I think very succinct. It lays things out just like you should be proceeding in making changes in the way you go about it. It also I think is uplifting, or people have told me it is, because heaven knows there's plenty of claptrap on the airwaves and in print that talks about how miserable our financial situations are, and they aren't necessarily. I think even those who are challenged now can look toward a better financial future, and that's what we're trying to do with the new affluence. Let's not let other people say we have to be a millionaire to be happy, and let's look at what we need and how we get there. I mean, if you can save regularly and get your debt paid down, it's hard not to succeed. And another thing I keep harping at, and that is that financial success is not a function of how much you earn. It's really a function of what you do with what you earn.
1-866-897-9678. Make the pledge right now. I promise we'll do the best we can. We'll get the most bang for our buck out of your pledge at 89.7 NPR News and at All Sides with Dan Fisher. You can call us and talk with Jonathan Pond, though, 614-292-8513, and you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. I want to first say thanks to Timothy and Pataskala, also Debbie and Randy in Columbus. We have $3,800 to go this hour. $3,800 seems like a lot, but I know that when everybody who's listening right now pitches in just a little bit, what you can afford, if everybody just gives what they can afford, we could wipe that this hour slate clean very, very quickly. So pick up the phone, 1-866-897-9678. Make the call right now. I'm going to get to Tina in just a second. She's waiting to talk to Jonathan. But first, I do want to go over these gifts, thank you gifts for you. At the $60 level, Jonathan Pond's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. At the $120 level, a choice of Your Lifetime Financial Planner or Your Investment Roadmap. Both are one-of-a-kind, personalized, and confidential reports that provide analysis, guidance, and recommendations on all important areas of your financial life. Jonathan prioritizes for you. He blocks things out into different categories, and it's all completely confidential. At the $225 level, the combo level, all three items, Jonathan Pond's new book, The New Affluence, Your Lifetime Financial Planner, and Your Investment Roadmap, and Jonathan, the weekly newsletter, Ponder.
That's right. I'll be happy to add that one-year subscription to Ponderings, which you'll receive every Monday morning, in which I give you some smart money tips, some ideas about good things to do with your money in the future. I also look at the investment markets and what opportunities there might be out there, what to be careful of. And people really like to receive it.
Well, it's pretty chilled. I mean, you keep it easy to understand and casual, but
that's what I try to do. Mm-hmm. And I try to do that in the reports. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire that comes your way after you make your pledge and then send it to me either by mail or email. And you, I will then get to work and provide you with a one-of-a-kind report and send it back to you either by email in a week, or I'll bind it up and mail it to you. That takes about 3 weeks, so that you can get a better handle. The Lifetime Financial Planner, again, you can take advantage of this at the $120 level, looks at all areas of your financial life that are important to you. It's truly customized to your own circumstances. So I get into insurance, estate planning, retirement planning, debt, all the areas that make sense in your situation. The investment roadmap is a separate, completely separate report, and there's no overlap between the two. And this takes a look at your investing, no matter how little or how much you have to invest. I'll look at it. I'll ask some questions that will allow me to determine what your risk preference is and give you some nice color pie charts that show you how to diversify your money or how I think you should. I provide specific mutual fund recommendations just for you, not for your next door neighbor, not for Ann, customized to you. I don't believe there is anything like this available anywhere else. One big financial firm said I was going to put them out of business. I'm not trying to do that, but I'm trying to get you advice that you can understand and you can trust.
I think the best thing about this is it's anonymous, it's unbiased, and it's something that you can compare with what your financial planner does tell you to do. It just gives you a little bit of a backdrop there.
That's right. You know, beginners, people who use advisors, people who think they know what they're doing with their finances, I think I'll provide you with some suggestions that are going to help you do even better.
Thanks to Eleanor and Worthington, we have $3,360 to go in this hour. It seems like a lot, but I know that if everybody just pitches in right now, makes the phone call, goes online, makes that pledge, gives what they can afford, what they feel comfortable with what they value in terms of how they value 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Dan Fisher, that we'll be there. We'll make it. It's not going to be a problem, but we all have to pitch in just a little bit. Make the call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org, and you can read more about Jonathan's gifts this hour. You can learn more about the WOSU membership card. 1-866-897-9678. And thank you. Tina in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Tina.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I just wondered what Mr. Pond had to comment regarding, like, the whole generation of new grads that have such looming debt and are underemployed or unemployed at present. It just seems like financial planning is important. However, it seems like there's a lot of people underwater right from the start.
Tina, you hit the nail right on the head. What a terrible time to be looking for a job as a new graduate. I went through that, by the way. When I got out of school, what my kids would say was you know, roughly when Lincoln got out of school. But you know, I signed up for, they wouldn't even interview you if you're in the bottom half of your class. And I went into these interviews, and I got some job offers, even though they looked at me and my record, and everybody said, now, are you sure you're in the top half of your class? And I said, sir or ma'am, whatever the case was, I'm one of those students that makes it possible for my classmates to graduate in the top half of their class. But now I'm making light of a terrible situation. But you should be able to stretch out the debt. They're providing, it seems, more opportunity for forbearance along the way for those that don't have a job or have a low paid job. Make looking for a job and recognizing you may have to settle for something less, but to the extent that you can get in the workforce, even I might suggest, even if it's unpaid for a short term to build up your resume, that's the thing to do.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Good
All right,
luck.
Tina.
Good luck.
All right. Good
Bye
luck,
bye.
Tina. Jim in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks for taking my call, Mr. Pond. I got a question here about job creation in this country. We've lost millions of jobs here in the last 5 to 10 years just in the manufacturing base. And my question is, how can we ever get these jobs back? They went overseas at lower salaries, and then it would be difficult to bring these back because the salary differential here is so much higher. You have the problem with unions, regulations that keep businesses out of this country because of the high cost of doing business. And therefore, I don't see any future at all in bringing jobs back to this country that people will have.
Well, Jim, that's a common question and one that is of particular importance to denizens of Ohio. And I there's some evidence now, and it's small evidence that jobs are starting to come back. The price differential in with the emerging markets and the U.S. market is actually shrinking. It's still fairly wide, but it's shrinking. One thing that's pretty apparent, for example, is that the phone banks, you're, less and less of that is being outsourced overseas. You still a fair amount of it, but they're bringing that back to the States. So, on the other hand, and this is important for Tina and others, particularly those that are in college, and that is to make, you know, when you select a major where it's going to give you a leg up on finding a job. It's you hate to be that clinical about this, but it is important. And Jim, this is interesting. I looked at the I think it's the Department of Labor has a list of occupations, and I went back about 50 years. 40% of the occupations that were in that list 50 years ago are not on the list now. Those occupations have disappeared. So this is something to consider. Re-education may be something. I mean, I remember my parents were living in Pittsburgh when they closed the steel mills. Pittsburgh has done quite well. Pittsburgh has a fairly high employment rate, but it was based upon re-education, retraining. So it's that said, Jim, I share your concerns. Some of these jobs are not coming back. Some of these occupations are going to go away, and it's a dismal outlook in many occupations. Thank you for your question, though.
Apple here about you still there?
Yeah.
Out in Montana, I just read here in the paper a while back, there's some upstart companies out there that's making gun barrels for Remington and Winchester.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big problems they're having, they got job openings out there in the areas of machinists. They need machinists to
yep.
make these gun barrels. There's nobody trained in that field anymore
right.
that you can find machinists,
right.
tool and die makers, pattern makers.
And there's more reluctance for people to relocate, which wasn't the case in the past.
Yeah,
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks, Jim. 614-292-8513. If you want to speak with Jonathan Pond, he's with us right now. Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially after the recent economic downturn. But he's also here because he knows the importance of public radio. Only public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. Call with your pledge of support, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Make a pledge of $60, and we will send you the book, The New Affluence. Make a pledge of $225, and your thank you gift is the combo package. Everything we have been talking about this hour for a pledge of $225. It's a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of all sides. $225 is less than a dollar a day. Think about that, and you get a great gift for your gift. For your gift in return, go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour was $4,000, and we have about $3,300 to go. We need to do better. We need your help. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678 and help us stay on track for the overall goal of this winter membership drive. The phone room is quiet right now, I am told, and our Central Ohio volunteers are ready, willing, and able to take your call. Or go online to WOSU.org. Once again, that number is 1-866-897-9678. And I have to read the email from, we have a couple emails to get to, but I want to get to the one from Sarah because it's what I love to hear, and I get these often after the show. She says, I was just writing to say that I got Jonathan's book a few months ago, and the financial plan is really helping me. I have saved more money in the past 3 months than I have in the past year. So I am taking a little of that savings and buying the planner for my little sister. She just graduated from college and has her first real job and needs it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sarah. Thank you so much. As I've told Ann in the past, this is a gargantuan task for me, getting the information out. But it's something that when I hear what Sarah has to say, it's something that that really sustains me, and I just enjoy it. I feel an affinity for and an obligation to people that support their public radio and public television stations. And that's why I do it. And I want to make a difference in people's lives one at a time. And that's what these reports will do. And one of the things that I think probably helped Sarah out is that these reports have priority listings. Because I don't, you know, I make a lot of recommendations, Ann, in these. And I don't want people to feel overwhelmed, because you could. There are 40, 50, 60 recommendations in a single report. So I put a priority listing together that says, okay, here's the most important thing to do. And then I work down the list, and people check them off, and they write me and they say, hey, we've finished our high priority items. Now we're moving to our medium priority. And that's what we try to do. And so many people take advantage of these every year. We don't know. We don't keep the names, but the stations tell us that that's the case because their circumstances change. Mm-hmm. The reports are constantly changing because this is a moving target right now. But I'm delighted, Sarah. Thank you. And apropos of somebody coming out of school, the age range that we've had is, I think, 18 to 99 people who have filled these out. Retirees love the reports because, hey, I'm one of the few that thinks that when you're retired, your financial life doesn't go away. You've got your own challenges, and those reports are completely different. So I appreciate it, and I hope you'll take advantage of the combo at the $225 level, the Lifetime Financial Planner, the Investment Roadmap, as well as the book and the weekly ponderings.
Just to remind folks, at the $120 pledge level, the Lifetime Financial Planner, I do want to describe it. That's what Sarah was talking about in her email. Mm-hmm. You'll receive your confidential questionnaire after you make your pledge. Then Jonathan will send you a personal financial report, which includes a series of recommendations. The report will include coverage of insurance, debt management, general investment guidance, retirement planning and wills, and estate planning and more, whatever fits your circumstances. So give us a call, 1-866-897-9678. Make your pledge now, pledge what you can afford. But there's a variety of levels with gifts associated with them. Thank you, gifts. And as usual, whatever you can afford to give, I want to thank you for. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Joe, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you. Yes, I was wondering, how can I prepare my personal finances for the coming meltdown in Europe?
Mm-hmm.
And or is that being discounted in our markets or going to be?
Yeah, Joe, I think you hit the nail right on the head. About the issues in Europe and how they might affect the U.S. The main, you know, to explain something that's actually rather complicated, the main threat is that a malaise in Europe might cause a banking crisis in Europe. It will also cause a severe diminution in their economic growth, and it will be negative growth. And this will translate into lower demand for U.S. products overseas, which will hurt companies that are heavy into exporting. China is also a lurking problem, which could have the same kind of effect, but perhaps of a greater magnitude, because China is, I think, after Canada and Mexico, is our third greatest trading partner, our third largest trading partner right now. So I would suggest that you don't overstate the impact of this, Joe. I'm a contrarian, so I have been increasing slightly my exposure to overseas stocks. But I wouldn't go into a European fund, but I would go into a worldwide fund, an emerging markets fund, and maybe an international small cap fund, all of which will be recommended in the investment roadmap reports. So the problem, Joe, is that we can always look at the worst case scenario, but I know people who have been sitting in cash for 3 years plus, and have done nothing with it, and they have effectively really impaired their financial future as a result. So I think it's something we need to be aware of. I don't think it's going to result in a collapse in the States, though.
Thanks, Joe, for your call.
Thank you.
Thanks to Lars in Columbus for your support of 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher. We need to hear from 25 people in the next 30 minutes, actually less than 30 minutes now.
The questions are so good. Now, this is the university. I'm exhausted, but in the most pleasant way. And I do hope that those of you who are listening right now will call in and take advantage of these thank you gifts at any level. It's 866-897-9678. And allow me the privilege, and I indeed deem it a privilege, to be able to look at your situation confidentially and provide you guidance which is understandable, helpful, and hopeful. That's my mantra when I do these.
1-866-897-9678. We need to hear from 25 more people in about 27 minutes. Make the call right now. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Dan Fisher. This is kind of the way you vote in public media. With public media, you pick up the phone, you go online, you make your show of support. It's a financial show of support, and it tells people this is what's important to me, whether it's All Sides or whatever it is. On 89.7 NPR News, thanks to Amber in Columbus, we need 24 more calls now. 24 more calls. I know we can do it. I know there's 24 people out there who have not yet pledged, and it's bugging you. It makes you anxious. I've been there, done that. I mean, we all have, where we kind of sit and mull the options. Maybe there's something, you're in the middle of work or you're in the car, and I understand that you can't do it then. But if you can, do it now. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have an email from John. He writes, as a college student at Ohio State, I have limited funds for investing. However, thanks to some stipends, work, scholarships, etc., I usually have an excess of between $500 and $1,000 per quarter. Are there any smart investments for students with similar budgets? My uncle, who invests, advised types of investments where I can withdraw my money at minimal cost due to the often hectic nature of college when you may need money at a short notice. What would be some types of investing to fit this? Do you agree?
Oh, that's great. You can start out at relatively modest levels. It depends on, and it would be mutual funds. It would depend upon the mutual fund company as to how much, the minimum initial investment, and you're going to have to keep your money in there for 60 to 90 days to be able to avoid a penalty for early withdrawal. I would look at a variety of balanced funds. There's one in and I don't have the town. It's an extraordinary fund. and it's run by a group in Ohio, and it is the James Golden Rainbow Fund. James Golden Rainbow. It's a diversified fund, which is what John would like. It has a fairly low minimum initial investment requirement, so you might get in touch with them. The symbol is GLRBX. GLRBX, a wonderful fund. I've got my kids in it, actually.
GLRBX, the James Golden Rainbow Fund.
James Golden Rainbow, and I'll give you the town. It's not far from Columbus. It's a wonderful people. Dr. James is in his 70s and has a fund that is considered one of the best around. I don't generally recommend funds until I get your questionnaire, but this is one that I can confidently recommend. So
okay.
But starting out doing this, small amounts of money incrementally, which is dollar cost averaging, is the way to go. And don't worry about having a modest amount. You know, the way these mutual funds work is you can start out with a modest amount of money and build it from there. So good for you.
Thanks to Sarah in Columbus, also Al in Worthington. We have 22 more pledges this hour. Thanks to both of you for turning it from 24 to 22. That's how easy it is, folks. If you want to make your pledge, do it now. Let's whittle this down to zero in this hour. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Make that pledge right now. Show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News and public media in general. We need your help because that's how it works. 1-866-897-9678. If you want to call, there's still time to talk to Jonathan Pond. 614-292-8513 is the number to call for Jonathan. There's nobody caught waiting right now, so it's a good time to make that call. And I imagine they could, you know, we could make them a lot busier.
You
know, and it's just they're right here. These are people who come all the way down to the Fawcett Center. They come here personally during this show to take your pledges on via phone. And so you'll be talking to a real person from Columbus, Ohio, or from Central Ohio who wants to help. And this is how they're showing their support for 89.7 NPR News. Now it's time to show your support. 1-866-897-9678. Let's keep them busy. I have an email from a listener, Jonathan.
Mm-hmm.
I have a diversified portfolio, much of which is invested in Vanguard mutual funds. Am I increasing my risk by investing primarily with one company? How are companies such as Vanguard and Fidelity different from other financial institutions that have gone down and taken everyone with them?
Okay. The important question, and you're not at risk, particularly with the likes of Vanguard and Fidelity and Schwab and T. Rowe Price. They have insurance on these funds. Your money is kept separate, or your account is kept separate. So I wouldn't worry about it. What I would worry about, and by the way, I think the world of Vanguard, is that by concentrating with one fund company, you're giving up a lot of opportunity for some of these smaller funds, like the one I mentioned, James Golden Rainbow. But on the other hand, Fidelity and Vanguard and Schwab and many others have these mutual fund marketplaces where you can buy the non-fund that's in-house at either no fee or very low fee, and you can spread your wings a little bit. But you can do worse than Vanguard, that's for sure. They're an outstanding outfit. They have low expenses. I love their exchange-traded funds, and I love their index funds. So that's good, but you can still do a little better. Oh, by the way, apropos James, the website is James Fund, James like Jim, jamesfund.com, jamesfunds.com, and they are in the wonderful town of Alpha, which is probably familiar to the locals there, right?
I don't know where Alpha is.
You don't know where
to tell
Alpha
you the
is.
Truth, and Amy's shaking her head too, so we'll have to find out where Alpha is. Somebody
yeah.
will out there. I know there's somebody out there that can tell us where Alpha is. I want to tell folks once again about, Jonathan, your gift at the $60 pledge level. It's Jonathan's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's new and revised.
That's correct. It'll help
you simplify your financial life. It will teach you how to use the economic recovery to your advantage. And this book will remind you to obtain a lifestyle to get to that point in your lifestyle that is right for you and your family, not a lifestyle someone else says you should have. Make the pledge right now at the $60 level, and the book alone, and with all kinds of advice for people. I know, Jonathan, at every age level, at all different levels in their life, at all different places in their life, I guess I should say.
Well, that's what it is. That's why so many people take advantage of the combo, and they give the new affluence, perhaps to a child or a niece or a nephew, easy to read. The mantra here is safety, simplicity, and predictability. Because what happened before this implosion and before the real economic downturn is that we got into these complicated, risky investments or insurance products and what have you. And they had no predictability at all in where we would go. Some of these insurance policies just, you know, exploded, some of these arcane life insurance policies. So what I'm trying to do is to suggest that you know, and give you suggestions of ways you can simplify your life and get into more kinds of investments that are predictable and safe. And also provide some inspiration for people. That's part of what I do. I mean, I'm not, you know, candy coating things, but there's no reason, you know, I don't see any justification for telling people, oh, your situation must be miserable. You got to have $2 million to be able to retire. That's all a bunch of malarkey. And that's what I'm trying to do. The book is a very nice complement to the reports that you receive, which are directed to your specific situation. But that's my stuff, so you would expect there to be some relationship. So I think it makes a very nice package. And on top of that, the weekly ponderings, which Anne is a proud subscriber mm-hmm. to, can keep you informed on a weekly basis about things that are going on. As in the question, Joe's question about Europe, I commented on that a couple of weeks ago, and it's one person's opinion, but I try to be reasonable and try not to lead you astray.
For our listeners, Alpha is a neighborhood in Beaver Creek in Greene County, Alpha, Ohio. It's near Dayton, so there is an Alpha, and it's near Dayton. It's the nearest big city. We need 19 more calls or web pledges this hour.
That's about one a minute.
Right, and we do need them. I mean, yeah. We really do need your help. That's how most of our funding comes from people just like you. You hear it, but it's true. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and this is our winter membership drive. So remember, your support, it's the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. Again, 1-866-897-9678. 897-9678. We need 19 more calls or web pledges in the next 16 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. The gifts that Jonathan, thank you gifts that Jonathan is offering for pledges at the $60, $120, and $225 level are only for PBS and NPR listeners and viewers.
Yeah,
You can't get it anywhere else.
Don't try to call my office in Boston and sleaze your way into these, because yeah. It isn't going to work. I'm committed to public broadcasting. I think about what it did for what it's done for Mr. and Mrs. Pond here and our three puddles, our three daughters. And how they have benefited and continue to benefit from the great programming. This is you've got a top of the line, respected, wonderful university in your town, but you also have what I would argue is even a more accessible community resource in WOSU, and it's well deserving of your support, particularly if you're not yet a member of the family. Let me spend a couple of minutes, if I may, finish your thought, Ann, and then I want to talk about those planners.
Well, I just want to remind people, if you're sitting around and hemming and hawing over this, it's very easy to do. It only takes a couple minutes. Not kidding. Just a couple minutes. I've answered the phones myself before. Just a couple minutes to do it, and it will really make you feel better. You will physically feel better once you show your support at whatever level you can afford for 89.7 NPR News. And, Jonathan, you talk about charity and how people should be investing, and that should be part of their roadmap.
It should be, and it's, you know, you get dividends from WOSU every day of the year, and I hope these reports, I know these reports will provide you with dividends as well.
Why don't you go over those real quick, and then we'll get to Mike in Worthington,
okay,
who's waiting on the phone.
The two reports, one is the Lifetime Financial Planner, and the second is the Investment Roadmap, two completely separate reports, no overlap. The thing they have in common, though, is you receive a questionnaire in the mail, which you can either do on paper and mail to me or do, as about three-quarters of the people do, fill it out on the Internet. It is so confidential. If you fill it out on the Internet, I don't even need your name and address. I do need your email address because I will email the report back to you unless you ask me to mail it to you, in which case, of course, I need your address. But I strive to please, and there's no deadline in filling them out. The only deadline is that there's about 10 minutes left
right.
to take advantage of these. But once I get the questionnaire, I will get right to them and provide reports for you. In the Lifetime Financial Planner, it deals with areas like getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, managing your debt so that it doesn't manage you. I provide a little bit of investment advice. I talk about retirement planning or how to thrive in retirement if you're already retired, estate planning, areas that are important to your own situation. The Investment Roadmap takes an in-depth look at your investing situation, whether you're just starting out with investing or you have already accumulated some investments, and shows you how to diversify your investments, recommends specific mutual funds, and again, nobody else does this. These are mutual funds tailored to your circumstances. I know enough about you from the questionnaires to decide whether this fund is better for you or not. You won't find that anywhere else. Somebody told me that recently she saved like $11,000 in commissions simply by taking advantage of the funds I recommended, because those don't have any commissions. They're no-load funds. And you get the reports, and they will make a difference in your financial life, whether it's for you or for another family member. And that's the skinny on these, but I'll tell you, it's a task of Sisyphus for me, and I'm happy to do it. I'm honored to do it.
But is that the one rolling the boulder up the hill?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it feels like sometimes, Ann.
Yeah.
Oh, me.
1-866-897-9678. 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Chad in London and also David and Ann in Columbus. We have 16 more calls and 11 minutes to go. Just 16 more calls. Pick up the phone. Make the call right now. You can also go online. That counts toward the 16. WOSU.org. It's a secure server, and you can go there and you can read more about the gifts from Jonathan Pond this hour. At the $60, $120, and $225 levels, or give what you can afford. If you can't afford $60, just give us what you can afford. If you can afford more than $225, please show your support for 89.7 NPR News right now, and give what you can. 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. Thanks to Jeff in Worthington, also Sam in Canal Winchester. 14 more pledges this hour. That's what we need. 14 more. I know we can do it. There's 14 people out there right now hemming and hawing. I know that. I can almost hear you. Just pick up the phone, 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org. And thank you for your support. Mike in Worthington, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yes, thanks, Ann. Before I ask my question to Jonathan, I'll put in a plug for pledging. I pledged the last time Jonathan was on the air. And
thank you.
I got the WOSU card, and I just got symphony tickets on a two-for-one basis for Saturday night, and so I think it's a great deal.
It is a great deal. I'm so glad you said that, Mike. It is a wonderful deal.
Thank you.
My question, last year when we had the federal debt crisis with I pulled my IRA money out of the market because I thought the market was going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm afraid to put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an option of paying off the mortgage on a rental property. And if I pay off the mortgage, I'll have about $750 a month coming in from the rental property free and clear. And I'd rather take that money and dollar cost average back into mutual funds. Do you think that's a good idea?
The IRA is you took the money out of the IRA investments, but it's still in an IRA, right?
Right, and I've located a brokerage that will do real estate IRAs, so I wouldn't have to take the money completely out of IRA, but I could pay off the mortgage.
Okay, I would be very careful of that, Mike. I talked to somebody on a talk show just a week ago. And he has this real estate sitting in there, and not only is he breaking heaven only knows how many regulations or violating them, but it's just going to blow up in his face. One of the issues with IRAs is that if there's any negative cash flow from the property, you have to fund it out of IRA money. You cannot use personal money in it. If you need maintenance, if you need repairs, it's all got to come out of IRA money. I might add that the firms that push these things, in my opinion anyway, are one step ahead of the sheriff.
Mm.
So I would simply reinvest my IRA money. Don't put it. Don't sacrifice your financial future by putting it into real estate and then being totally restricted in that and having a devil of a time should you withdraw the money because it would be taxable for something that would normally be capital gain property. But I'm getting very technical, Mike. My suggestion is don't do it. Gradually reinvest the IRA. You might look at a life cycle fund or a target date fund to put the money back in because you missed a pretty big run-up in stocks. And you paid a price for that, but I think you got your head on your shoulders, and I love investment real estate, so keep going with that. Just don't use IRA money. Thank you so much, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike, and thanks for your support of 89.7. We really do appreciate it.
You know, one thing, Ann, is I think people can understand, and this is going to be reflected in their reports, and that is I tell it like it is. You know, I get into a lot of trouble from time to time with people with whom I disagree. But my objective, why I'm here, how I'm answering these questions, how these reports are presented, how I write my books, is I'm thinking of you. I don't have an axe to grind. The only axe to grind I have here is please pick up the phone. It's 866-897-9678. That's what I want you to do. Put me to work. And in the most pleasant way, and I'm gonna make sure that your financial future is improved, and you don't have to listen to all the baloney out there of conflicting information.
See, Jonathan.
Yeah.
By the way, thanks to John and Bexley, 13 more pledges by noon. That's what we're shooting for. We have 6 minutes, 13 more pledges. But Jonathan, Jenny sent us an email. She wanted to know how long it takes to get an answer back from the questionnaire once you send it in.
Okay, if you email it to me, you will get. And you want the report emailed back within a week. If you want me to send you a printed report, that takes about 3 weeks. But it would be within a week. Most people opt to have their reports emailed to them.
Okay. Yep. Hope that helps, Jenny. 1-866-897-9678. That's the number to call to make your pledge right now. Thanks to Barry and Catherine in Worthington. We only have 9 more calls to make. Maybe Jenny will be the next one. Maybe it'll be you. 1-866-897-9678. Or you can go online, click to WOSU.org. It takes just 2 minutes of your time. 1-866-897-9678. 877-897-9678. An email from Mike again about the plans, the planners. He says, thanks for the show. Would this work as a gift for my daughter? She is getting married in March. Is that a good time to work on finances, or should I wait a year?
No, this I can't tell you the number of people, Mike, that have done this as a wedding gift. What a great way, you know, now as a couple you can approach your finances. Because, again, with the marriage or partnership, you've got, you know, some uniformity in your finances, and you can put this together. I'll give a good example. She probably doesn't think a thing about a will. And if you're single and don't have a will and you're just starting out, it's not the end of the world. But if you're married, and particularly if you have children, you need a will. And I don't want to, you know, this is rather maudlin, particularly as we're ending. But over the years, there have been two situations where I have, where people who have young children have not had wills. And if that's the case, I just hammer them. I hammer them in the report. I say, you got to get a will, highest priority item in their priority list. In two of those instances, within 2 weeks of the time they got their wills, the breadwinner, the main breadwinner, died. So this in a terrible way, but it made a big difference in these families' lives.
Thanks to Noreen in Columbus. Thanks to Will in Bexley and Joe in Dublin. You're calling from all over the place right now. Wherever you are, pick up the phone. It's toll-free, 1-866-897-9678. We just have six more calls. We need six more calls or clicks. 1-866-897-9678. I know there's six of you still out there, at least six, if not six to the power of 10. But I know there are at least six of you out there that can make that call right now or go online. We have just 3 minutes left and six calls to make. 1-866-897-9678. Do we have thank you gifts from Jonathan Pond, my guest this hour, at the $60, $120, and $225 level? You can read all about them online at WOSU.org. You can call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Ronald and Susan in Columbus. We need four more calls, and we have 2.5 minutes. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call, or you can go online to WOSU.org. At the $60 level, Jonathan Pond's newest book, The New Affluence, Achieving Financial Security in a Changed Economy. At the $120 level, either your choice of your lifetime financial planner or your investment roadmap. At the $225 level, a combination of all three, plus Jonathan's weekly new online newsletter, Ponderings. Jonathan Pond, PBS Financial Advisor. Thanks to Gene and Craig and Hilliard. We need just two more calls, and we have exactly 2 minutes to go. 1-866-897-9678. Just two more calls. Let's make a nice clean sweep of it. 1-866-897-9678. Let's hit our goal today. You can go online to WOSU.org. If you click that before we go off the air, or we won't go off the air, but before the show ends, you'll it'll count. 1-866. We thanks to Nate in Columbus. Just one more call. Come on, one more call. 1-866-897-9678. I really appreciate everybody hanging in there with us this hour. I know these things can be a little tedious, but they're important. If you value public media, that this is the way we've got to do it. And we appreciate it so much. It's very heartwarming, and particularly when you write us back. I always love getting the emails back from people who say how much they appreciate what Jonathan Pond does and what Jonathan has done. We are out of time. Jonathan Pond, thank you so much for joining us again.
But more than thanking you, Ann, I thank your wonderful listeners.
Right.
They're so supportive, and that's that you can't beat it.
Nope, you cannot beat 89.7 listeners. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Thanks for all your support this hour. This is WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org. 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for 89.7 comes from the Columbus Foundation, celebrating our nationally ranked businesses and nonprofit leaders, making our community stronger. With donors and funds in 33 Ohio counties, the Columbus Foundation, where your philanthropy and your community come together.